Osiris.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of 8 cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Well, hey again, everybody. You're tuned in to the show On the Road, my music discovery podcast where I dive deep with songwriters and band leaders and sound makers from all across the world. My name is Zach Lupitin, your humble audio wrangler out here on the fertile, flooded plains where folk music meets funk music and where jazz makes love to blues and pops out punk and soul. And does it even matter anymore? I love all of it. And if you're new, welcome. We've had about 125 or so episodes so far with everyone from Steve Earle to Wolfpack, from the tallest man on earth from his cabin in Sweden to my talk with Bahamas from his living room in icy Nova Scotia, from Ani DeFranco in New Orleans to the Wood Brothers in Jamestown Revival and American Aquarium recorded right here in LA on their humming tour buses or in the sound checks at Troubadour. And yes, we are back for Mighty Season 5, believe it or not. And I'll give you a little taste of the new Tasty Talks I have coming your way in just a moment. And indeed, we have some fascinating characters coming your way. We got a singing heart doctor, the Lady Hillbilly Holiday, a rock and roll dreamer who talks to his legendary father beyond the grave. And I actually went down to New Orleans and talked to new favorite discoveries, Anna Moss and the Dislans. I also had the privilege of talking to the timeless voice of Courtney Marie Andrews right in her living room here in sunny LA. It's going to be quite a hoot this season, so please make sure you're subscribed, share the show with your friends, and if you can donate, please do so. Look for the red circle donate link in the show notes. Is this the most polished and well-sponsored music interview podcast going? Not really. There's actually a chainsaw going on in the alley behind me as I tape this, but these interviews are really special, and I'm really glad you're here. So, who might be coming through the door to open Season 5, you ask? Well, I think you're really going to like who you hear first.
Hey, this is Melissa Carper. I'm currently near Bastrop, Texas, on a farm. What I'm trying to do with my music? Gosh, I don't know. I'm just trying to make some beautiful albums, get my music out there in the world a little further. Well, my nickname is Daddy, so...
Yeah, how did you get that nickname?
From friends, it's hard to remember just how it came about, but we were living in New Orleans, and Gina tells a story that I couldn't find a job, and her and my girlfriend came home to the house one day, and I had been drinking a box of wine, and I was drunk, and I said, "Daddy can't find a job."
Yeah. I've got some stories. Did I tell you the one? The time when we drank and drank till we passed out there on the ground. Boy, that was fun. That was fun talking to Melissa. You'll hear that to open this season. And then after that, my talk with the rock and soul butterfly himself. He's back for more.
My name is Raylan Baxter. I am a human being. I am located in Pegram, Tennessee, on a chair made of wood, on a porch made of wood. What am I doing with my art these days? I'm making it, man.
And we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. I've always been able to wear the shoes well of pining for something that I've never had. It's like the final thing in the video game or something where you got to go get the third piece of the Ocarina of Time. And once you get it, everything falls into place. The kingdom is saved. The heart throb is found. Pure harmony and fucking holding hands, walking down the road forever.
And while some of you may know me as a songwriter and bandleader myself with the group Dust Bowl Revival, I do this to be able to pick the brains of some of my favorite songwriters like Raylan Baxter, and also to discover artists that maybe have not gotten their due, like this next guy who is one of my new favorites.
Well, my name is Cleve Francis. I'm a, I guess, scientist musician. I'm a cardiologist, but I'm also a musician. I've been that since I was a kid and back in Louisiana, and I've stayed with both of these things. I tell people all the time, writing music and creating music is like giving birth to a baby. It has a life of its own after a while. You take care of it and you mix it well and you write it well. And once you set it out there, it has a life of its own. So I, 50 years, I try to deal with timeless music, music that's always going to be relevant to where somebody else is. Larry and Steve.
Yes, your new favorite music that you didn't know you needed is right here on the Show on the Road podcast. Thank you for being here. We'll see you every other Thursday.
Hey, what's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip podcast.